No, the Tomehu, and these things are also called Min of Tomeh Achamor. Therefore, the Mishnah says anything that comes out of the Chamor is also. Rashi, Mitameh, Havi Mashma Migufa de Tomeh. Min Atomeh Mashma Minesho Tomeh. Yeah. So the Chavahani Narach says, Mitameh Ko Mitameh Kosei. Shavatech Atomeh Heve. The urine was inside the body of the Chamor. The Yafagav Lav Migufa. Even doesn't come out of part of the flesh, part of the body itself, but the mice went through the body. So Amisha says, Ayyotse mina tomei, as long as it comes out from the tomei, so the urine also comes out from the tomei. So pshita should be also to eat, to drink. Now, Vika Diyami is something like this. The susum gemalim loikum avila. I don't have any shayla about susum gemalim. To why do lo shasi inshi? Because people don't drink it. There's no shayla. There's not shayla to be yos. It's not drinkable anyway. So maybe even it would be also be mutter, because it's not drinkable. It's not royal achilot, l'shosi inchi. Kiko mi boiler, where's my shayla? The chamor, only the urine of a donkey. The shosi inchi, much of people would drink it. O malali yirukuna, it's good for a sickness. Yirukuna, you have this sickness, it's good. Says, so here's the shayla mai. What's the law? Is it mutter b'shti or not? L'yakun is jointis. So since it's good for jointis, people drink it. Mai, what's the law? On this Amulu Rashesh Rashesh is said in Yisu, we learn. Says now Mishnah, Yoytze min ha-tome tome. Vi ha-yoytze min ha-torah tome. What comes out of tome? Some comes out of Torah's Torah. Now, Bahani Nami, these things also, mitami kosi. They're coming out from a tomatika body, from a chamor. So even though maybe it's not absorbed in the goof, in the basar of the chamor, but koporim is coming out of the chamor. That's enough to give it an issa, therefore pshit it's also. Next we have a question. It says, Mifnei Ma'omer, why was it said that Dvash Devarim Mutam? How come Lad eat the honey that comes out of bees? L'chur, let there be a Yaitzei. It's coming out of the body of the bee, just like the bee is also Bechilo, the honey also should be also Bechilo. So the answer is, Mifnei Shemachnisa Saisen Gufon, the bee just puts the honey into its body, V'yein Mamamsa Saisen Gufon. But doesn't come out, it's not like absorbed in its body, it doesn't come out like part of its body. It just comes in and goes out. So l'churi, you see, something that goes in and goes out is mutav achilo. It's not called hayyotze min ha-tameh. Because if you want to say that urine is lost because it's tam yotze min ha-tameh, so her honey also should be yotze min ha-tameh. So how come honey is mutav? Must be, it has to only be something that's absorbed in the body. So here the urine is not absorbed in the body, so why do you say it's also? Samar says, Hu di yom Rabbi Yaakov, yom Rabbi Yaakov. Di yom that he says, Duvsha Rachmon Asharya. And the Torah gave a special heter b'honi and echanami. Really it should be also, but there's a special heter about Duvsha, about honey. Rashi says, b'honi shoichlu mafrich ilon, v'meyeh nas d'vash to eat from the flour, for now comes out honey in their stomachs. So they eat from the flour, and that comes out stomach. The Torah says, "V'yamamtzen oisay the dushni migufay." Yeah. So my answer is, he says, like Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why honey is muta is not because shemachnis tos legufon, al rachmon eshar yibed gzeras kosavu. Therefore, he can't learn out a urine from honey. The Tanya learned like this: Rabbi Yaakov oimer. Achaz zeh toichlo. This is what you should eat. Mikol sheret soif. Many sheret soif. So dashin zeh toich. This is what you let eat. But via toichol sheret soif tome. Now let eat a sheret of an oifus tome. So more is the question. Sheret soif tome. Vedik se. We have clear psukim. You don't need this drosha. Ela rather sheret soif tome ia toichol. That's what you now let eat. Avla toichol mashoif tome mashritz. We let eat. What comes out, what an oif tomei is mashritz. What comes out from an oif tomei? From the bee? V'yez is there. What comes out from the bee that's mutatit? Zeh dvash devorim. So there's a clear posik that's mat yutit, the honey of devorim. But without this posik in the chlam, it would have been also bachilo. That's what we're saying according to this. So adin urine is also to drink. Yochai, what is what to say? Av dvash hagazin v'yatsirin. Now again, Yochel I would have thought to say, Yav Devash Hagazin V'Yatzirin, also the honey of this type of a bee, a wild bee, a tzirin, the hornet, maybe that honey is also mutatit. Is a matter to tell you, Lloyd, no, that you're not allowed to eat. Only the honey of the Devarim of bees and not these. First question, how do you know this? And my roy is the rabbi is the vorim. And lohoitzi agiz al yatsirim. How do you know to say that the honey of bees are mutter and not the honey of the gzirin and the tzirin? It's most like this. Marba ni devash to him. I come to include from this posik that the honey of bees are mutter to eat. Shameless, shameless boy. It has no other nickname to it. But a moitzi ni devash agaz. I take out honey of gaz and the yatsirin. Sheeshle shameless boy. It has another name to it. It's called honey of gizin, honey of tzirin. So here you see clearly you need a special Xerath across with the seven honey is mutter. His command also, who's the goal like if so? How the time that we learned? The Vash HaGazim Yatsirin Torah Mutter Vachilo. Who's the goal? This bright that says, no, even these types of honey are also mutter Vachilo. So Mazenachnamid like Rabbi Yaakov, not like Rabbi Yaakov. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, Echnami, that even though it's not Moitzis Minaguf, it just goes through the goof, it'd be Yosa Vachilo. So that's what we're dashing before also, that the urine would be yosa. It's only according to Rabbi Yaakov that urine would be yosa. Now, in his last price, it said, what? At the time, we just learned that the Vash, Hagazim, the Assyrian, Tor, or Mutav Achila. True, it's Mutav Achila, but also the Lashon of Tor. So, what's the like now? Tor is Dama Kabutuma, Alma, Boy, Machshava. Mashma, this honey by itself is Dama Kabutuma. Until first you have Machshava to eat it, you have to think you won't eat it. Then it's royal kabotuma. Before that, it's not royal kabotuma. Samora says yes. Alma boy machshava, and Tani Nam Yach learned this also. Tavash pikshivirosa. If you have honey in the beehive, metametuma seichel shloim machshava. Without machshava, why? Because minastam it's only metit. And the gears on the shita should be that more makes the diik. That's mashm only what these things are Torah. But mashma dvash tvorim taka does not need machshava. It's telling right away with makabel tumah right away. That must tell you the hachlo. Tell you the hachlo. There's also telling the hachlo. There's a proof that dvash bekivrosa. It's honey and it's biyos, which is always bee honey. The tamatum asechul shuvah machshava. That's good. Only this honey of gazim and serum needs machshava. That means tam is not only mitbachila, but tam regular beehive honey. That's only milachila. That's taka makabel tumah even without machshava. Now the Gemara says, Choli de Chamurto. So Rashi says, this Cain the Beitze Zohar, the Beitzim of a Zohar, She ha Chamorro Moitzia is Merachmon, that the Chamorro, the female, a donkey, throws out from its rechem. He's like eggs. His question is, what's the locha? Are you allowed to eat them or not? So Chayli again, Chayli Chamurto. Sovra bon lemeimro beyaninu. The Asirin, they're like regular eggs, and then they're also teat. Rashi's a Mishameva Minachai, Shenekru Min HaZocha Berechem. It came out of the Zocha when the Zocha was in the baby, was in the Rechem, in the womb. So they're regularly Zoh, Beitze Zocha. They came out, therefore, Zakeva Minachai, it should be also teat. Omer Asafa said no. Zera Dielu. You know what this came out? This was the Zera. This was like the seed of the deer that came out. Zera. The Yelahu, the Ozal Bosin also. So what happened here? Like the male went on to the female, and the Yadid the Rachmatzar, since its womb was very narrow, Lemizdakik, he couldn't have what, couldn't live with her. The Ozal Bosa Yachmurta, and therefore he went after Bosa Yachmurta, went after another deer, the Nasri, and deer left out its Zera. So Rashi explained that since he didn't have Tashmas, but the first one, the Zera became a little bit hard, and it came out like a bull now. So Kitzu was the Zera itself of Adr, that's not called Chelik of the Behemoth, that's not something that's Dorban Echol, therefore Adr Bimuta Bachila. They would not have a loch of Eva Minachai. Omer Rav Huna says, Or Habor Kineged Ponev Shechamor, the skin that comes by the face of the Chamor. So Rashi says that's Cain Shui like the placenta, Shechamor Nelebod, the donkey is born and created in. So the skin of the placenta line is mutter. You not eat it. It's mutter. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Pirsha b'yamu. It's only pirsha, it's like junk that comes out of the body. It's not really a chelik of the goof itself. It's like pirsha, like excrement from the body. It doesn't have a loch like the bosor of the chamor itself. Pirsha b'yamu. Oh, malei rechidra said, Tanya de misayim loch. I'll bring you a proof of this. Tanya de misayim loch. Or habo k'neged ponosh alodim. That the face that comes the placenta by a person, ben chai ben meis tor, it's tor. So my love, benu chai v'imoy chaya, benu meis v'ima meisa. It says what? This skin is tore from a tamat tumas magomasa. So Rashi explains, my love, afilu havlad v'yemes, and they both died. Afilu ocho or ein metama. Alma why the yoma shuya loymel havlad loymenim el apirsha biyamu. That they show you the placenta is not really called part of the mother, not called part of the kid. It's called some pirsha biyamu, excretement, doesn't have any hikos tumor on it. Samar says, let us not have shot here. It could be bein hu chai v'imamesa. Bein hu meis v'imachai. I'll call upon him, one of them had to be alive. Rashi also gets in a lie. Bein hu chai v'imachaya. Bein hu meis v'imachaya. She'ni guf ein, we're talking about now the guf of the mother, the placenta. Rei yichai, since the mother's alive, that's what's not makabal tumma. Aber gabi achila could be, kishad is lei, bosar ein nam yosa. But the gayet achila could be a tosati to a placenta. Because the placenta goes after the din of the mother, if the mother is treif, well then the placenta is also wasa bachila. So here there wouldn't be any proof. We're talking about the placenta has a lacha like the mother. The Rashi is gear, so we're talking about here the mother is alive. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. Yes, the Gemara says, "My love, beinu chai v'imachai, beinu meis v'imameis." The Havmina is both meis. And still you see the placenta is not makabel tumah mashmit, doesn't have a lacha like the basar. The Gemara says, "Loi, beinu chai v'imay." Rashi's gear is v'imay chaya, beinu meis v'imay chaya. In both cases, the mother's alive, and the placenta has a lacha like the mother. That's why it's tor. It's not makabel tumah. But really, the placenta is like the basar of the mother. When the mother is trife, would be asatid also. The mother tiny, we learn. Beinu chai v'imay chaya, beinu meis v'imameisa. Mashukhlin, even though the mother is a meisa, the both meisa, still the placenta is muta. Master, the placenta has no halacha, like both of it's called, like kirshav yama. So, what's the true? Itanya, if you learn like that, enachanami, then you'll be right. The enachanami, here's the proof, taka, that the or around the placenta is called like basa biyama. It's called like pirsha biyama. Now the Mishnah says, Dak tomei shabola dak tor. Let's say a trace of fish swallowed the curse for a fish. So muta vachila, ishno still yulari te dak tor. Of the tor, a tordik a fish, shabola dak tomei, is also vachila. You now lari that trace of fish in the dak tor. The fish no gidula didn't grow in this fish. It's a fish by itself. And if it's treif, it's treif. It's tor, it's tor. Because it didn't grow. Rashi says, like a shoye chai, bola, after it grew, you swallowed it up. But if it would have grown inside the fish, that's the klala, yoytzim in that tor is tor. Another more says, kai medechazin in the bola. Mishnah number, we know clearly that this mother big fish swallowed a small fish. Haloi chazin in the bola, if we did not see that it swallowed it, I mean, then we would say ashrut si ashrut that it grew inside it. Then the Chanami says, "Dag Tor, there she nimtza b'teich ha'tomei, nishpes v'gufay v'iburay who would be yosav achila." So we know, and how do we know this? Samora says, the time is going like this: "Dag Tomei Mashritz Dag Tor." It's like this: "Dag Tomei Mashritz," a dag tomei like gives out fish. "Dag Tor Matul Beitzim." So again, Dag Tomei Mashritz means the Dag Tomei Taka produces the fish inside it. Dag Tor, a Tordika fish, is Mata Beitzim, lays eggs. So therefore, now Mishnah, if the Dag Tomei would have a Dag Tor inside it, why is the Mutoni? Because we saw him swallow it. But if we went to saw him swallow it, then we'd have to be afraid it was created inside him, like it says here, a Dag Tomei is Mashritz, then it would have been also Bachilo. Mazihoch, if so, Ki Chazin and the Bol, even if we see that the Dag Tomei swallowed the Dag Tor, Amrinon, Hai Ichol, Vai Eshrut Seyashvat. Why don't we say the one that he swallowed got like this, got digested already? And the fish we find now inside him is one that was created in him, and it should be Yosef Achil then. On Rashad, Rashad, she says, Kagoin Shemotsu Derech Arei, that we find it by the excrement, by the Derech Arei was coming out. So if it would have been formed, then the body wouldn't come out there. So it must be that it swallowed it, and now it's coming out. That's why it's tor. We have Papa Romaka going, Shemotza Derech Beisabli, you know that we found this fish in its throat when it was swallowing it down. So therefore, for sure, it was not created in its goof, but rather, this is the fish that he swallowed. Rav Nachman Romaka going, Shemotza Shalom, we find it could be complete. And since we find it to be complete, for sure was not like being created inside it, because otherwise it wouldn't have been complete yet. Rashi says, Shenigmar called for us, so the Godel was big. The Yubra would have been created inside him, it wouldn't have been so big inside. Rav Ashi Yomar, Roiv Dogim B'minim Mishrotz. No, you have a right to be Samech on Roiv. Roiv Dogim, when the Creator have a fish inside them, it's their own min. And therefore, Kimi Shabola Fanein Odom, he ought to know that any time we find a dark tummy that has inside him a dark tor, that's considered as if we know that he swallowed it. Because normally, Alpi Roiv, a dark tummy is only mashrit inside him another dark tummy. So we find the dark Torah inside him, of what we have right to say, they must probably swallow it. So even though we don't see him swallow it, still will be muta b'achila. That's called kemish shabalat v'inodami. Torah Rabban learned like this. Dark tummy mashrit. A dark tummy is mashrit. Dark Torah is matu beitzim. And kol ha-moylid, menik. Anything that gives birth could nurse. For kol ha-matu beitzim, it only lay eggs, malakit. Chutz. Malakit. Means the mother has to go collect food to feed the kids. Chutz miyatlif, it stood in the bat. Shafafi shemata beitzim, even though it lays eggs, menik, it could also nurse. All right, we'll stop here.